Lauren Jones, how the hell are you?
Rotman. Wait, there was something somebody said. I am delicious.
Ooh. Okay, well, I'm going to move on right past that. I don't even know. In words that you could say to...
Wait, stop.
To open up an episode, delicious. That's the last time we're going to have that one. That's a choice. I'm going to end that choice for us.
How are you? It's the last time you're going to ask me. I saw it on some show yesterday, and they're like, respond with that and see what they...
Yeah, no, that's off-putting for sure. You did it. You off-put someone who's very rarely off-put. I appreciate you for tackling that demon for me.
You guys, let's know this moment in history. I made Rob uncomfortable. It's amazing.
I'm not really uncomfortable. I just don't want to take that word and go anywhere or riff off of it. Cruise on by. Delicious.
I'm just going to go so right by it.
Hey, LJ, how many talks at conferences have you given on AI this year?
Oh my goodness. I actually have no idea. It's been so many.
Oh God. And how many times have you taught this AI to supercharge your desk course already?
Over 2 dozen times now.
2 dozen? God, you were at 8 the last time I asked you, like a month ago. Good Lord.
I know. It has been exceedingly popular and it's gotten rave reviews. So we're super excited about what I think is going to be the leveling the playing field, the great equalizer. Is generative, and you know, I've been quoted as saying AI won't replace you, but someone that knows how to use it will. And so you need to get on it if you haven't.
That's right, guys. So check out the Supercharger Desk with AI that Lauren is teaching via Leap Consulting, and you can find her at Lauren at leapconsultingsolutions.com.
I am super fantastic as always. I just want to throw you off your game.
No, you did good job.
I'm actually excited. Yeah, thank you. I'm excited to have these conversations. We're getting good feedback on our banter and the things that we talk about. So I always look forward to our guests, but I look forward to these little ditties as
Ooh,
well.
A little ditty about Jack and Diane.
Well, ditty.
All right. Well, guys, we're going to be, if you couldn't tell, there's no guest today. It's just Lauren and I. We're recording this on February 13th. We are both wearing red. Me, because that was...
It's the day before Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Do you remember, listeners, that the Valentine's Day is my favorite holiday? I have more decorations around my house for Valentine's Day than I do for Christmas.
That is impressive. How does Mr. Jones feel about that?
You mean the pink pillows? I don't know that he is as in love on the sofa. You know what? It's been 25 years, Rob. He
makes that decision every day.
He just goes with it.
Very easy. As long as he can build nice cars, then he's happy.
Yeah, he's a happy guy. So yeah, Mr. Jones just goes with it. He didn't care.
I appreciate that.
He didn't care. We are going because I am a loser and I'm traveling tomorrow.
Yeah, are you coming in tomorrow too?
Valentine. Yes, I'm coming in for our listeners. We are, Rob and I are doing some sales time together in Dallas this week. So, yes, I'm flying out first thing tomorrow morning. And so we are celebrating Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we are too. But Mandy might have a hearing in the morning. So I might have to celebrate when I get back. But I was taking her out to dinner. So, but anyway, Aaron and I are planning on playing pickleball tomorrow night to celebrate Valentine's Day. So I'll have to bring an extra paddle for you and be able and maybe record you trying to play an athletic sport. Doesn't require an engine. Oh, this is going to be fantastic. My day,
behind the wheel of a go-kart.
I am so excited now for my Valentine's Day dates with Lauren and Aaron playing pickleball. All right. Well, guys, this is going to be great. I am highly amused with myself right now. All right. Well, yeah, this is what we're doing.
Okay. So Rob and I are going to talk today about And if you may have noticed on Technology Tuesday, I'm doing a little series about the number one question I get asked, which is what technology does Leap use? So that's going to be a little series that we're doing on Technology Tuesday. But Rob and I are going to talk today about the questions that customers are asking us right now. Since 2024, what are the most frequent questions that customers are coming to us with? What are they focusing on this year? So Rob, I'm going to start with you. What are customers asking you about right now?
Automation still, which is fantastic. We're trying to get more out of automation figure it out. Reporting, which I think these are like optimization exercises, really. Like if I had to give the so what to these two, like I need to optimize automation to get more out of it, to get more clients, to get more candidates, to engage my database. Reporting runs the full gamut of your business. Like I need to know more about what's going on so I can make better decisions. ASA, our friends over at the American Staffing Association said like the current economy is driving more data-led decisions. They're about to do trends webinar. I think it's this week or next week, which I'm looking forward to. So be on the lookout for that. But their first thing was the economy and then making data-led decisions. And then I would say probably just looking at, every time I have a conversation, it's looking at part of the business to optimize it. And I think every conversation I've had, probably like 30 or 40 so far, I've asked them if they do training or onboarding. And then I clarify that onboarding happens once and includes training. And then training happens continuously. And most of them are like, no, we don't train, but we probably should. I think those three, right? Automation, data quality, and training have been the big ones for me.
Okay.
Yeah. What are hopefully they come to you with more complicated questions, by the way. But yeah. I feel like you're the advice column for more complicated. I'm like the base level and you're like the serious.
Stop. Don't discredit yourself like that.
I'm happy to be in there.
So I'm hearing the automation, the reporting, right? We want to make data-driven decisions. You know, obviously, I can't go a day without somebody asking me about AI. Customers are coming to me saying, how do I take part? How do I participate? What tools do I buy, right? Those are the questions around AI. And, you know, I think simplistically, I think you just need to start educating. You need to remove the fear from it. And I think I tell every agency that just empower your people with the right information, empower your people with the way to use it responsibly, empower your people by telling them, you know, what can go wrong. And that with great power comes great responsibility. And so that's where I start, right? There are obviously more advanced tools. There's a ton of technology out there leveraging AI. You know, in November of 2023 alone, there were 10,000 AI-focused businesses that were opened. That's in November, 1 month. So there's a lot of noise out there, customers. I think, you know, I'm taking a very measured approach with the tools that we will leverage that have AI. And I would tell you to do the same, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, the conversation with Andrew was, I think, indicative of that, that AI has been around a really long time, but ChatGPT hasn't. Don't get sucked into all the hype, but do learn and empower your people to use it responsibly. So that's the first one, AI.
I think we're on a hype cycle for AI, but I think it's a legit thing to be concerned about. Not like concerned in health in a bad way, but concerned about in like a just pay attention kind of way, right? We're in the attention phase of AI. If you're not paying attention to it, you are behind. If you are paying attention to it and trying to stay educated, I think you are, and playing with it, seeing what it can create, going into Bard, going into GPT and doing that.
It's Gemini now, don't you know?
But I still type in Bard to the browser and it comes up. So you only get one chance to brand something in my brain and it's been branded.
That's it.
I used to have that issue when I taught high school. Is if I looked at you and by accident I called you the wrong name in like the first week, Yeah, that was that your was name. It? Like, I could not.
Your name.
And I knew I was doing it, and I felt so bad.
That's
yeah. It.
They're like, no, my name is Sam. You're like, no, it's
Max. Like, I know your name is Sam, and I feel very bad, but my brain has trained your face to register with Max, and that's what we're going with. So know I'm talking to you, and also know that I'm...
Read a letter.
But know that I'm sorry as well. Like, I have a flaw. It's or a program glitch. It's me, not you, and I'm sorry. So
good to yeah. know. Good to know. Okay. So the second one would be optimization. You alluded to it in your conversation, and I think, you know, Newberry CEO Chris Scouten did a post today on optimization that you know we've seen a decline in temp staffing usage, and so therefore agencies are looking at where can they optimize within their organization, and that's inclusive of their people and their technology. And so I'm getting a lot of, quite frankly, every package that we've sold this year has been an optimization package and not a digital transformation package. So I think it's a perfect reflection of where we are is how do you take what you already have from your technology investment, which, by the way, is your second largest investment, second only to your people. And how do you get it adopted, which leads us to the third one, which is the same as yours, which is adoption. People aren't adopting what I've already purchased. People aren't using things. We've got minimal logins happening here. I don't know where my people are spending our time. And there's technology for that. Technology Tuesday actually is about one of our partners today, WhatFix.
Oh, yeah.
Which is embedded training and tells you where they go during the day and what they're doing and what they're clicking on and helps you understand what they want to learn and don't know.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I think
we had a conversation to just now about the user activity report and Bullhorn, like right before this call. I used to use it in passing if people, like I would look at it once a week just because it's good kind of indication, but WhatFix has all that embedded and can tell you like where there's gaps. That's pretty cool.
Yes. And so I think you're going to find a lot of agencies that are finding, and I think that's why there's conversations around automation. What else within my organization can I automate? What else can I get reported on so that I can understand where we are, right? So that's all part and parcel to the optimization conversation, yep. Right? So
I think it's interesting. So let me give a tip about adoption. If you are a leader of a team listening to this call and you don't pay attention to how you use the system and ask people how they're using it and how you can help them and what's going on, like if you're not paying attention to it directly with your team is not going to pay attention to it. So if adoption is right. something that you want, you have to do it. Case in point, I'm going to use Newberry here for a second. So Newberry set a goal that we have four practice leaders, five, like six-ish. And they're supposed to all post four pieces of content. They didn't include me in this because I post on my own, so I don't need to be prompted to do it. But none of them have posted anything. But I guarantee you that now that our CEO, so Chris Scouten, like Laura mentioned before, just like that, he posted about SIA and the number of hours of temp workers. And immediately, one of the other practice leaders sent me and our marketing team a bunch of potential posts. So that just goes to show you that if you as a leader are not focused on adoption, then the downstream is not going to be focused on it either. Did you find that amusing, Lauren? That you got an email, you got a notebook with a bunch of social posts from somebody else right after that post went.
I think it's fantastic, that is how it works. Leaders set the tone. They set the pace. And so, you know, I have always tried to lead by example. I've always tried to not ask anyone to do something that I myself haven't done or wouldn't do. And you know, leaders like that have exceptional teams. And so, yeah, no, I think it's fantastic, but optimization, everything that we've talked about today, whether it's AI, automation, reporting, any of those are about optimizing what you already have. There is one last one that we both talked about, though, previously, and that's migration, data migration. a lot of conversations about that, whether it's new information that we want to migrate into the existing system. How do I get these little bits of information where I want them? Data migration is a hot topic of conversation. And what I always tell customers is, first, you have to make sure that the data that you're going to upload is clean. Second, it has to have a place to go, which means you have to have your system configured appropriately. And it has to be the right place to go, which, you know, the whole data mapping conversation, if it's data mapped appropriately and your system is mapped appropriately, then doing that shouldn't be difficult, right?
Yeah. No, I'm doing that myself right now. So we're migrating to a new CRM. We're migrating to HubSpot. And we've done data mapping. We did field, like, each type of entity. We made sure that the correct fields were there that we thought we needed. Then we did a data mapping exercises from our old CRM and looked at it and said, oh, okay, like, we need to add these fields to the three entities that we work with. And then I added the entire product library, which was very fun, by the way. Let me tell you, 28 plus products now or services in there for Newberry's offerings. Shout out to that, the people that are responsible for that. By the way, if you ever let Lauren to an Excel file, just be prepared for it to be blown up to new heights, new levels of things to talk about. And then
much more complex. You know, it's much prettier to look at.
It's also color coded and tabbed. I'm sure if there was an opportunity to make it smell good, it would have smelled better than it did. You know, all of the senses were activated.
I try and make my Excel spreadsheet delicious.
That's actually a great use of that awkward moment from the beginning of the conversation. Way to tie it all together with a nice bow. Anyway, we've done that. So right now we're actually at the stage of deduping and looking at all of our potential dupes. And when I get off this call, I have the amazing opportunity to throw on some lo-fi hip hop and go through about 200 candidate and company dupes from our old CRM and tell them our data engineering team which ones we want to keep.
That sounds like so much fun, Rob. I wish I could be there to help
you. Oh, I'm sure I'm going to be a big fan of yours in HubSpot. Don't you worry. All right. Well, everybody. So yeah, and so maybe more importantly, at the end of listening to this episode, if we missed a trend, a topic that you think you hear all of your leadership, you know, friends in the area that are own staffing business, own recruiting businesses, or any business in general. Number one, let us know if reporting is big, because it seems like optimization, reporting, and training are probably all very big with the way the economy is looking. Just kind of the nature of the beast, right? We're not just frivolously spending money because it's coming in pretty handily. And let us know any topics.
What are we not hearing from you? Like, what questions aren't we asking? I would love our listeners to come back and tell us, you know, what topics should we be talking about more? What topics should we give you more guidance on? We always get some good feedback, so I'd love to hear what questions we're not answering. This is a learning podcast.
The intersection of people and technology. When you get it right, good things happen for everybody involved.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to record that. That was a really good commercial.
It's already recorded. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Lauren Jones, I'm Rob Mann. This is the You on the Experience podcast. Bye, y'all.
Thank you for listening to the You on the Experience podcast.
You can catch all our previous episodes at whywepodcast.com and learn more about our thriving staffing community by signing up for the YOE newsletter.
And coming soon is Staffing Huddle, an online open community dedicated to your staffing success.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Lauren. Go do something good.
Bye, guys.